Joining us right now on Robin Hood Radio is the Superintendent of Region 1, that is Lisa Carter. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Thank you for joining us. And I called Lisa yesterday after I received the email, and a lot of probably everybody who has an email account and has students in the school, District of Region 1, received the email from Lisa yesterday, being fully transparent and explaining that a staff member at Cornwall Consolidated School had tested it for COVID-19. And it's a topic that I think, and we've talked, Lisa, two or three times before, I've been amazed at the work and dedication that the teachers, the janitors, everybody, the administrators, anybody involved in Region 1, the principals, all worked together all summer long very hard to put protocols in place in case anything happens. And it appears to me that by being so transparent and open about this right off the bat, it looks like your protocols that you worked so hard to put in place, in this instance, worked without a hitch.
Thank you, Marshall. Yes, I have to say they did. As soon as Mary Kay Ravanola, who I have to say did an outstanding job managing the situation, understood from a teacher, and I thank the teacher for calling her immediately, or the staff member for calling her immediately, saying, you know, I've been tested positive, and Mary Kay knew all the right questions to ask the staff member, and then phoned me with the information. And then I followed our protocol, which was to immediately phone the Department of Public, or the Torrington District, Torrington Area Health District. And Rob Rubo picked up the phone right away, and we just walked through all of the steps that we needed to do to put that staff member in touch with a contact tracer. This all happened within less than an hour. And then we were crafting the then we had to go back and do the contact tracing with the staff, which also happened very efficiently, and then crafting the communication so that we protected the identities of everybody that was involved, because, of course, it's a health care situation and we have HIPAA laws to be mindful of, but also to make everybody very aware of how we were handling the situation. And we knew immediately that we needed to advised three staff members that they needed to quarantine from the date of contact, which was a day last week. And then Principal Ravanola informed, she shut down an activity that she had planned for that afternoon out of an abundance of caution, not because the Department of Public Health said that we had to do that, but we just wanted to be as careful as possible. And then we crafted the communication to go to her school community, to all of the parents and staff within all of Region 1, because, as you know, we're a very tightly knit community and everybody was going to know about this information and be concerned about it, to all the boards of education. And I met with all of the administrators, emergency meeting at, about 3 o'clock, and just let them know everything that was happening and all the communication that would be coming out throughout the later in the afternoon.
I did get some people that questioned why we posted that, and why was that it was a non-story, because it was handled. And I think the reason that the same reason you notified all the parents and grandparents and students is to notify the people, is that with everything that goes on with COVID-19, I think the school district has been extremely above board in the way you've set up everything. You've been meticulous. It's taken a long time, but I think this bears fruit that, not that something else is not going to happen, but it obviously shows that all those hours and hours and hours of preparation that went into this really actually created a seamless transition of events, that within an hour, hour and a half, you had pretty much everything under control, and then you let everybody know about it without identifying people at all, which was terrific, but you let everybody know about everything that you did. And I think as a parent or a grandparent, or even as a student attending a Region 1 school, you can't ask for much more than that as you're getting set to start a school year with what we're all facing.
Well, thank you. I just thought it was really important for people to not hear a rumor about what may or may not have happened, because this is a pandemic. I think that COVID-19 is something serious and is of concern to many people. And next week, our students are coming back to school. So the most important thing, I think, for people to understand is when we do have these situations that come up, that hopefully we handle them all as quickly as efficiently as this one, and that we have very good advice, people to give us the public health advice we need to make the right decisions. But I think that the communication with everybody about this is critical, because left to their own devices, people will become very anxious, and that's very normal. And we want to help people manage that as much as possible.
Well, it's the old story. The person that goes fishing and catches a fish that's a certain size, by the time it gets to the 30th person, it was a record-breaking rainbow trout that was caught. So, you know, things grow if people don't know about it. Now, I did have one person that did ask me a question that if I could ask you, and that is, you've worked extremely well with everybody in the region itself. We also talked about the way you're working with the bus company that supplies buses for Region 1, and they asked me about masks and buses, and from what I can see, you also have, I think it's All-Star Transportation, you have them fully involved in everything that you're doing as well.
Yes, we do. All-Star has been just wonderful. Leslie Sheldon and Michelle Crispin worked as part of our task group in making the plan for how we were going to open school and run the transportation, and they, we crafted the policy that everybody who rides the bus has to wear a mask. If they, the parents at the bus stop have to be where there are more than one people. As you know, many of our students are picked up individually at their homes, but we do have some congregate bus stops, and there the parents need to be masked, the students need to be masked, they need to be standing apart. As you know, the little ones, of course, can't be 6 feet apart from their parents, but when they get on the bus, they have to be masked, and if they're not, the bus drivers will have masks for the students. Our bus ridership will be much lower than in the past. We did ask parents if and when they can to transport their students. So it looks like fewer than 50% of our students in most of our schools will be riding the bus, which means we will be able to create distance between the students on the bus as well. So I really thank Leslie and Michelle for being such close partners with Sam Herrick, who has really been the nexus for all of that coordination there.
Now, also, I would expect that as we enter into the school year and we move along, so people don't get so concerned. When you release information like this, it's important information, and it's information that has to get out directly to people. But I think some people will look at it as overkill. But I think that the more information as you can continue to release about your operations and what you're doing with COVID-19 and everything else, really eventually puts everybody much more at ease. The more they know, the more they understand, and the more they get the facts, the truth.
I thank you, and I do believe that that's true. Of course, you know, it's a fine line. You don't want to be crying wolf so that whenever you do have to send out a message, people think, oh, well, that's just another message that's not going to tell me anything. But particularly because this was our first case, I thought it was very important for people to understand that, this will come at some point or another, or could come, I should say, to Region 1. And that when it does, when these things do happen, we want to be as transparent as possible in communicating about them, just to either raise concerns if they do in fact exist, or alleviate concerns where in this case, we hope that we were successful in doing that.
And you've got great follow-up, of course, with All-Star about masks, because they will keep you updated and you will keep parents updated about how the mask situation is working out on the buses.
Yes, we definitely will do that. And we have very close communication with all of the drivers. as well as with Leslie and Michelle.
Well, Lisa, this is a we're not even at the start of the school year, but like I said, once again, our thanks to everybody involved in the Region 1 School District, no matter what their particular title or job is, and the parents and students. Keep everybody informed and up to date, and hopefully we won't speak to you that much, but whenever anything happens, just let us know, Lisa.
I will definitely do that, and you're so right. It's a collective effort, so thank you very much for your support and for the support of everybody, staff, community, everybody in Region 1.
All right, Lisa, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Be well.
Bye-bye. Lisa Carter, Region 1 superintendent, on a report that without media incorrect reporting could have gotten out of hand, and now we understand the truth about the matter. All right? All right.